rhino. It was really nice, but I really don't feel like I was ever dreaming about an animal, but rather being an animal, so it's super strange. And it didn't fit in the bus, obviously, and it fell out, or stepped out, I don't know.
You lost the rhino?
No, I didn't lose it, I was mesmerized by it. But it was just there, and then it was so huge and shiny.
Was it shiny?
Yeah, it was shining. It was like
radiating.
Spray can black, glossy car paint, shiny black.
But it was alive. It was like...
Well, at least it was making like sounds. Mm. I don't know, something. Like the teeth. Mm. Just like constantly.
In a bus,
it was halfway out. It was like a bus with a nest, like a rhino halfway, and then just fell out.
Oh, the bus was the rhino?
No, it was inside the bus, or it was the rhino, I don't know. I mean, we were very slow. Don't see it from afar.
Do you remember where you were?
On the ocean.
On the ocean, obviously. No rhinos could swim.
They can't.
Right.
There was a street on the ocean.
Mm.
You were crossing the ocean.
Sounds like a story from the Bible.
And about you?
Long-term memory is very bad, but I was working at a restaurant, and then I went outside, and then my parents came there, then the weather got worse, and then some other people that I know appeared around me, and then we walked somewhere, and the weather was trying to get at us.
We are creating a collective imaginary right now. It's important that everybody stay together.
And then I looked at the clouds. There were clouds. And then I kept on walking. And then I wasn't sure if I was scared or not. But I felt some kind of fear. I remember. Okay, did you say?
We were walking in a group. It was a big group, but there were I couldn't count how many we were. So sometimes we separate each other into little group, two or three person each, but still we were walking as one group. We were walking on sidewalks, and there were traffic lights, but above traffic lights there were bridges. I mean, there were bridges everywhere. As long as I could see, there were bridges, and there were like bridges above and beneath. Okay. It was actually really hard to imagine that they didn't crash. They were working, but it was silent. I couldn't hear any noise, but we were walking under those bridges. Anyway, there was a certain goal where we were aiming at. I knew that we were walking towards some kind of a transport port or a train station or even an airport. But this thing was beyond all the bridges that were above us. And it was kind of, all of us knew that we had to walk into this direction, but there was a really, really positive atmosphere, and there was such a good vibe among us.
Were there cars around on these bridges or
no
something?
No cars, no nothing, and it was night, I forgot.
But was it an airport?
No, I didn't see it. I mean, there was beyond, behind the bridges. we just knew that it was there, but it was, I wasn't even sure if it's an airport or a train station or a port. But it's really important. There are so many bridges above us, like a spider net somehow.
I was actually also dreaming about tunnels, but first to imagine I was in a room, and it was more like a chamber, and I think it's hard to explain because somehow it's like a chamber, like I imagine it's somehow kind of dark or something, but at the same time it was also glowing and shiny and golden, and I had six legs. And the other creatures, people, whatever we were around me, were like me. And we were walking on a pile of organic material, which was kind of like huge needles of trees. Some trees. Mm-hmm. And these other creatures, people, they were sliding into this like room through these golden shiny tunnels, and they came in and we were on this pile of material, and then I started moving into one of these tunnels, and at the end of the tunnel there was a window, but it was blocked with
fence or
more like in prison, you know,
bars.
Yeah. So I couldn't go outside, but outside it was bright and there were people painting, and underneath the window to my right there was an old man who was kind of dirty, maybe homeless or something, and he was shouting at them like in a mean way, so I threw something at him so he would stop, but then he pulled me into brightness. It was really bright and there were golden stairways, and they expanded and shrank and started to move like in a circle, in spirals, and the people vanished away, and they were somehow still there but not moving, still warm, and yeah, it kind of looked like a blurry picture or something, like a blurry painting.
It's interesting what Rika was telling us, because I was dreaming on something similar, like there was like this urge, or like everybody had to go through a hole to survive somehow. Like in the beginning I was dreaming of was like something like a middle and with a hole, and the thing is that this abstract thing would transform into a space, and then from in this condition would arise like a pillar. But the thing is that there was like a feeling like that we had to go through this hole of the middle of this object, and some they did, some they went through it, and But it was just, yeah, it was difficult to do it. To, like myself, I couldn't. I always wanted to go through this hole, but yeah, I never managed to do it. Then there was like suddenly like a last image of a stream around it, around this pillar, and then I just woke up. Yeah.
You were not alone.
No. But I wasn't sure. Like all the time, I was thinking, yeah, I'm facing this by myself. And then when there was this notion of responsibility, like we have, like we, like there was a we arising, like we have to go through this place, then like suddenly like start to see like people without seeing them, like not like ghosts, like was very strange. Like no, yes, so yes, actually at the end I can say clearly that yeah there were some people, because there were some that were, I saw them from afar, like they were.
So some people managed to go down?
Yeah, exactly. Through the hole. Like it was in the middle, not like not down, was in the middle of the whole thing.
Walking or floating?
No, they were just like climbing and like really opening more and more this very violently, this hole, and like hitting it and like also like trying to just open it up. That's why I felt
like
always like scared to try to do so, like, because it was so violent that it was like. Yeah.
But like as soon as somebody managed to like kind of like stretch it and like disappear, would it like engulf it? Would it kind of like kind of close again, or would it always like open more and more and more?
And the interesting thing is that it would remain like this, but slowly would, but very 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 slowly. Would. So it wasn't like.
Right.
Yeah.
So it wasn't.
You would have time to go and take advantage of this and jump, but I was like feeling like really coward.
Or you felt just good where you were. Maybe you didn't want to go somewhere else.
Yeah, probably it was this like feeling. Comfortable also. Like, was that like that? This dualism somehow like. There is something interesting to go there, but I'm comfortable here also. So
mm-hmm.
It was. Not just the.
So there wasn't really a panic.
No, I was just as astonished about this whole thing, like that this killer, and like I couldn't explain really why I was I was feeling like I should go,
mm-hmm.
but my comfort, like as you, yeah, like this comfortable position was like thing that was. Putting me there, but not, it wasn't like a panic. It's just when you get impatient or something, but panic, no. Yeah.
May I ask, because it's now like 20 to 4, can we like go down and then do the other dreams down?
Shouldn't we finish it now?
Maybe
time-wise, it's
talk
easy to
faster
go to,
because it talks everybody 10 minutes. We're gonna be in an hour here.
Yeah, I think
now
5 o'clock
die.
Is okay, but yeah, I mean time-wise. But you're freezing. You mean
this also? Yeah.
Yeah.
And it would be nicer, like, to talk really about and not to hurry.
Yes, but now it's just like a brainstorm. This is just
but
a second.
If, yeah, everybody
second
talks
phase.
10 minutes. It's not a brainstorm.
Okay,
it's
well you, but
an
it's
hour.
Because she's full of
okay.
creativity.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just thought.
No, you started this dynamic. I thought
up.
Was good. Do you want to tell us?
No.
Yours? Okay, you.
Yes, one guy is holding my hand. I don't know why, suddenly. And his parents is also on the room. And they're pulling me gently. Yes, I'm smelling. Yes, it's a very happy dream. And everyone start to dancing. His parents go outside of the house firstly, and we start dancing like a in a circle.
Nice.
And from then we all moving outside and take a circle, just dancing, no stop. And we can't stop, and in the circle of the circle, it's a fair. Yes, that is all my dream, just dancing in the circle, everyone is dancing, like a party. Yes, I'm happy. And so I wake up with the dancing, the music of dancing. Yes. About you?
I was in some weird place. It was a city. I didn't really know myself around well. It was like it was in the future. Like I was not used to these kind of buildings. And the people, they were just running around, and we knew that the bad guys, it was a war going on, and the bad guys, they knew where we were, so we had to flee, we had to run. And I had to organize everything. So there was so much pressure on me, but the people, they were just running, and I couldn't see anything, and I couldn't hear anything, I couldn't find anything. So then I just blanked out.
So like I met this girl and she was mega cool, and then we went to my flat and we were in bed, and I was like, it was super nice, and we were happy. And then the idea came up to watch like an abstract like of a movie, and it was about whale hunting.
Whale hunting.
Yeah.
Did you two talk about it, or the dream?
Like yeah. She proposed to watch like just like. Uh-huh. Yeah. And so we started to watch the movie, and it was like a huge ship, and at one top of the ship there was a guy who was attacked by another guy who had like a bow and an arrow. And was trying to shoot him, and it was really crazy because like it's like on the sea, it was like wavy and windy and whatever. And then this and we were all watching this from the cabin window, so we actually were not like in this scene as well. And then the guy who tried to shoot him motivated other people to attack him as well, and so they were like in this 2-2 battle thing. And because of the waves, they couldn't shoot him because like the ship was moving all the time. And I was in the position that I was a kind of lieutenant, and kind of like weirdly everybody was in, and I couldn't do anything about it. And then at the end I saw the boss of the ship. And actually, I couldn't really see his face. And that's it. So it was really, I think for me, it was really interesting that like the waves kind of make him survive out of the situation. He was attacked by all of these people. Because they couldn't find like the right direction or like this point of shooting, that he was really fitted.
I was standing outside somewhere, and I could see myself. I had the sensation of having my eyes closed, but I still could see myself, and then I kind of entered myself and saw a rainbow. But when I opened my eyes, it was invisible, it wasn't there anymore. And so I closed them again, and saw the rainbow again. When I opened my eyes again, there was an anthropologist sitting next to me, and I just asked him if he saw it as well. And then like I had the sensation that the rainbow was just there when I had my eyes closed, and it was just coming out of me. And
But you didn't answer when you asked him if he saw this one. Or you don't
no,
know the
I
answer.
Think he didn't answer. Yeah.
Well,
and you?
We are on a boat, and we drive to an island. And I look at the water, and the water is dark, and the weather dark, but in the water there are many, many sharks. They have bites. And then we go to a mountain, and on the floor there is a door, and we go down, and with us is some sort of a teacher, a wise person, and she's much older, and she starts talking about feminist lectures she's going to have. And so somebody suggested I could join her, but she's not very happy about that at the beginning. We go back, we go up again, we go back to the mountain, before the mountain, and I start talking to her, and we talk in Swedish and Danish, and I think we start liking each other.
Feminist class.
The transsexual Trinity was traveling.
That's so good. Such a good opening sentence.
the transsexuals were heading for a beer. They were talking, they had a discussion. We are dirty, the transsexual is clean. There are experiments of death. There is no real technology, so there is no help.
Just three people now, huh?
I was in an empty desert, and it was windy, and there were snakes, and suddenly there were a beautiful garden, colorful, with noises, broken radio noises, and then there was suddenly a train with strange people in it.
A train?
A train, yes. And then I was like in the train, and I saw a vertical tree like a landscape. And then I went.
I dreamt of wires. Wires basically made out of wires. The energy. That's like a computer, like a cyber soul. And made out of digits. And it kind of scared me, I think. Because it felt like made of technology, sophisticated technology, but still like replaceable somehow. And then I became conscious that I'm dreaming, that I'm not awake, that I'm sleeping. And I started to fly. But then I had sex. I don't know with who, but it was in my last apartment. And then I had to laugh that these two things, flying and having sex, are the only things, or the first things I'm thinking of when I can consciously control my dreams. so I kind of was laughing at myself. But
I was in a studio, and my brother Joshua was there with a two kids and a newborn child that I never seen before.
Suddenly appears
Sabine, the galloist from Berlin I used to work with, and her hair was very light blonde. She smiled at me, but actually I don't know if she was mad at me.
Finished? Yeah? So okay, for this moment is okay, after we continue the third setup.
Okay, cool.
It's just four.
Okay. So we started hiking down behind
okay.
The blankets.
I think
under the blankets.
Okay. Someone will stay to